Hello there and welcome. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you getting underway on this Monday of the week of Christmas coming up in just a few days. We're here on EWTN Radio looking forward to hopefully you participating today. We have an interesting topic today, one that is touches upon a lot of people's lives. So we're going to be looking forward to hearing from you on this topic. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani.
Well, Jerry, I'm so glad that we get to do this show a couple days before Christmas. Very important. We actually did a show similar to this on the Spirit World this past weekend, and a lot of folks called in and were sharing how they felt alone, holiday blues, being isolated, estranged from family members. And it's really a topic that we were hoping that would bring some healing and hope, and it did exactly that this weekend. So let's continue that today with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Feeling alone during the holidays? Are you going through that? Do you feel like, wow, you know, we're just a couple days away, and I know that people are getting together, families are flying in to see people, and there's going to be big gatherings at homes. I can see the cars lining up on the streets and in driveways already, and you're going, I'm all alone, and that doesn't feel right. Well, if you are experiencing that, or you think you may feel that way, even if you have a lot of people around you, Jerry, because you can have a lot of people around you and still feel alone, call in. Let's talk about it. It's so important. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Yeah, maybe your family is distant geographically, spread out around the country or around the world, and maybe you're not going to be with them and the ones that you love on Christmas or around this time of year. Maybe you're experiencing Christmas for the first or a recent year after losing a loved one, and you're feeling that loneliness in your heart, missing somebody. This is so prevalent. So if you're experiencing this really to any degree, let's have you call in and talk about it. Like Debbie said, on the Spirit World this past weekend, it brought a lot of hope and a lot of peace and a lot of optimism to those who called in. So that is where we hope to land at the end of this broadcast. This is not about calling in just so that for the sake of hearing that you might be feeling alone during the holidays. We want to try to give you a little bit of a boost, a little uplift here before we get to Christmas Day. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And if you don't feel comfortable giving us your first name, then please, you know, pick a confirmation name, a middle name. Let's just really, like Jerry said, talk about it and see if we can bring a lot of love. And remember, this is the week, the Advent week of love, and we need to spread that love, talk about love, make others feel loved. And it is so important. So what you have to say, and you don't have to be Catholic to call in because we're all experiencing the holidays, it's really important for you to step up and make a difference. I know, Jerry, we have Tom already on the line. He spoke to Tom Price, who's call screening today, and he's ready to come on air with us. We do have more open phone lines for our listeners to step up and really make a difference with other souls. Bring a little hope, bring a little encouragement, a little uplifting conversation for people. It's important. It's a work of mercy. 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and here's something else, too. You know, if you have been feeling that loneliness or if thinking you're going to be feeling that over the holidays, maybe you've already taken some measures to try to counter that. Maybe you've arranged to get together with some friends, maybe some people from your parish. Perhaps you're going to be going. Hopefully, you're going to be going to Christmas Mass, either on the eve of Christmas, maybe midnight Mass, or sometime on Christmas Day. God willing, that will provide a little bit of joy into your holiday. But still, at the same time, it doesn't. That hole in our hearts doesn't always get filled. So that's what we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And remember, we say this all the time, but what you share on this program, there are people listening who are going through the same thing that you are right now, maybe even to a greater degree. And when we talk about, you know, feeling alone during the holidays, that can be it can be really rough. So please call in, share, spread some hope, spread some optimism today on the program at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. 3986.
Jerry, how do you feel about saying hello to Tom before the break? Because he got in super early. So I think he wants to really get on air and start this discussion. But now, Tom, from Elmhurst, Illinois, on Sirius XM 130, you may have to stay with us through the break, but we didn't want you to wait any longer, Tom. Welcome to this wonderful broadcast where we're going to spread the love. Right, Tom?
Merry Christmas. God bless us, everyone, as Charles Dickens said in 1843. Like I told the call screener, I'm not trying to eat up as much time as I generally do, but back in 1967, my father died very suddenly and unexpectedly from a heart attack. He was only 56 years old, and Christmas has always been difficult for me. And 2 years ago, the second Christmas, my older brother has been without his wife for 48 years. She died of cancer and Parkinson's 5 days before Mother's Day 2 years ago. And my brother's a real stiff upper lip type that doesn't show his emotions or anything like that, but I know deep inside he's hurting because it takes a long time to recover from that kind of thing, but he'll never let on to that. And please, for the folks, remember everyone, we've got people in the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, the Coast Guard. They're either 1,000 miles away or they're 14,000 miles away or they're 600 feet under the ocean or, you know, and they can't be home for Christmas, you know. So please remember all of them and remember all of those who've lost a loved one, whether it was a few years ago or just recently, because death doesn't take a holiday during the holidays at all. So that's all I want to say, guys. And if you've got anything inspiring and encouraging, let's hear it.
Okay, well, hang on, Tom. If you're able to stay on the line there, we would like that. Like Debbie said, we'll carry you over the break if you're able to hold on. But, and that break is coming up here in just less than a minute, Tom. So hang on. And Cynthia in Peoria, Illinois, as well. We're going to get to you and the others here. Take two with Jerry and Debbie. Feeling alone during the holidays? Well, call in and let's just chat a little bit right now. Maybe you just need somebody to talk to for a couple minutes. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. So, Tom, hang on. I'm sure Debbie has a thought or two.
Yes.
I've got a thought or two.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we've got Cynthia on the line and others and a couple of open phone lines here. So, take two, family. Let's make this pre-Christmas program one that really uplifts, especially those who are facing, you know, looking at Christmas time, maybe being all alone or feeling alone, even in the midst of a lot of other people. 833-288-EWTN. Fill those last couple of phone lines. 833-288-3986. Well, we're talking about feeling lonely during the holidays. It is the holiday. I mean, Christmas isn't for a few days yet, but if you've looked around the area where you live the last several days, weeks, even months, a lot of people, a lot of businesses, shops, restaurants, stores, things like that, get into the quote-unquote Christmas spirit before, even before Labor Day, Halloween. So it's been around us for quite a while. And if you're feeling lonely this time of year, again, whether you are alone, all alone or not, call in. Let's talk about that. That's our topic today. It's your show, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Talking with Tom in Elmhurst, Illinois. Tom, we're so glad you are a faithful listener, and we always appreciate your calls. You mentioned, you talked about losing your dad quite a long time ago. How many years ago? Again, remind us, how long ago was that?
1967.
So, and I'm not asking your age, but you would have been really young, fairly young at that time. So that's really a blow to deal with, you know. And I know I lost both of my parents, certainly not at a young age like that. But, you know, Christmas can be so much about families. And when we think about fathers and the roles that they play and, you know, the influences that they have on us, especially around the holidays, they teach us so many things, virtue and patience. And especially at the holidays, they teach us things like, you know, giving and giving of ourselves and volunteering, doing so many things for so many other people. So we're definitely sorry that you've had to live, you know, since 1967 without your father. And then you mentioned your brother losing his wife as well. So I know Debbie might have a couple thoughts. And also the prayer book is out and her pen is in her hands.
So. Absolutely. The pen is in hand. And so, Tom, I put your whole entire family, of course, in the prayer book. And, you know, it's interesting as you were talking about the losses. And, you know, I think it's quite easy, especially nowadays, and especially after being through the COVID interruption, we could actually list a lot of people we have lost, right? The sadness and the sorrow and all of that it, in our past that we could add to the story of our life. But, you know, it was interesting this weekend when we were doing the spirit world, a lot of callers showed up and so many people, we were asking the question, how can you actually overcome this feeling of sadness and loneliness and isolation? And a lot of people said the way they do it is to look ahead and to really be hopeful in an eternal sense, hopeful that, Tom, you're going to see your dad again. You know, your brother's going to see his wife again. I mean, the hope and the preparation, the soul preparation and the excitement that we can experience knowing that we are getting closer to God. And when we get closer to God, we get closer to the people that have died in the belief in Christ, and they're more alive now than ever. And so it's this sense of this mind shift, this outlook in a different way. And I'm just curious, Tom, do you experience that at times when you look forward? And you've been through a lot and you're talking about, you know, the veterans and people that can get kind of pushed aside during the holidays time. But when you look ahead, does it give you a sense of eternal hope?
It's the slimmest of hope. It's only a few nanometers in diameter. And because like I've stated before, hardly anybody in my family, extended and otherwise, pays any attention to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Nobody's Catholic. I'm the only one. And they're all good, decent, honest, hardworking folks, but faith just isn't part of their makeup. And so, like I said, it's just a hope. And it's a very thin one at that. And I'd also like to throw in everybody that's deployed overseas right now, and also lift up the firefighters, the police, and the paramedics, because there's been times I've had to jump up from a Thanksgiving dinner with my in-laws, run down to the station, change out of my nice clothes into my bunker gear, and jump into an ambulance and rip out and save someone's life on a 20-degree night or that kind of thing. I mean, it's death and disaster and trouble does not take a breather during the holidays at all. So please remember everybody out there that can't be home for Christmas, even in their dreams for that matter.
True.
I know it sounds rough and hard, but hey, that's reality. And like I said, it's a hope. And thank you guys for everything that you're doing with this show. I'll shut up now and get other people on the show, okay?
Well, Tom, before you go, I just wanted to be, right before you mentioned, you know, the paramedics and the firefighters and everybody, I had an image come into my head that I was going to share with you, and I swear this is the honest truth, and then you said that. I was going to say regarding your family, okay, it could be like all those you love can be in like a burning building, and you're the firefighter. You know, I was going to say, you know, God has tapped you on the shoulder, Tom, and he has given you this divine mission. From all eternity, God knew that you would pay attention to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, even though you have loved ones who aren't or haven't, but they can still find salvation because, you know, you can be that one that has faith for them. So, Tom, believe, have that hope, and I really hope that you are able to look ahead, as Debbie said, not with the slimmest of hope, Tom, but with growing and increasing hope, especially as we celebrate this beautiful Christmas day that's coming up. Jesus came to die for everyone. You know that, Tom. I'm not telling you something you don't know.
Amen.
So you can be the salvation for all those that you know, even if they've passed on by now. God's outside of time and space. So go to him and offer them all to the Father through the passion, the divine mercy passion of Jesus. And Tom, you're going to see in eternity.
You'll see them again. Absolutely.
Things. Yeah.
Amen. Tom, please listen to Jerry. That was Holy Spirit driven. What do you say?
He's right. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. You got this, Tom, and we've got you covered in prayer as well. Okay, you've got a big family here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you
Merry
for what
Christmas,
you do,
guys.
John.
God bless
thank
you.
Merry
for,
Christmas.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for being out there on the front lines and going out on those 20-degree cold winter nights. Thank you, Tom. Yeah. Blessings to you. Feeling alone during the holidays? Or maybe you've got a word of advice for those who are. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
And Jerry, preparing for Christmas is one of the things we wanted to highlight with our Take Two family. And you know, it goes along so perfectly with Tom's call that we have to remember those that need the prayers. Remember those that could definitely benefit from a phone call or a visit or any type of work of mercy during this time. That is the way we can, in my humble opinion, best prepare for Christmas. Listen, the gifts are great. All that, all the food and all the festive, you know, activities. Yeah, it's all great. But real, true prayer and the highest form of prayer is like what you just said, Jerry, going to Mass. So please grab the family, even if they haven't been to Mass for a long time, and make sure that you're there in the house of God.
Amen. You know, that's one of the most important things that we're able to do. So don't forget that. And just really prepare your heart. The parochial vicar at my parish, Father Edgar Serrano, preached at his Mass yesterday about silence. He talked about the silence of St. Joseph and how profound his silence is in Scripture. We see him. He is so brave and bold and courageous and obedient and faithful and all of that. Scripture doesn't record him saying anything, but we see him doing things. And so Father Edgar encouraged everybody. In fact, right after communion, Debbie, he waited for the final prayer for 1 minute. He timed it for 1 minute. And then he stood up and said to everybody, he says, that was 1 minute. He says, it felt like a long time, didn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Even 1 minute of silence can seem like a long time to us. But dear friends, as you prepare for Christmas, what I'm trying to do is carve out a little bit more time every day. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. Just go into Christ's presence and be still and be silent. Let him speak to your heart. He wants to come to you, not just at Christmas, but every day.
Amen. Okay, so if you'd like to join this amazing broadcast, this conversation that we're having, the Take Two way, you can speak to Tom Price. You can wish him an early Merry Christmas. What a delightful treat to be able to have him answer the call. So dial in right now at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're talking about feeling alone during the holidays. How did you get past that? Do you have any tips? Do you have any tricks? Do you have any tools? Things that can help other souls today. Don't sit this out. Stop what you're doing. Okay, you can always go back to wrapping gifts or more shopping or more work in about 10, 15 minutes. Just help another soul out today. Very important. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
All right, Cynthia is in Peoria, Illinois, listening on WPMJ Radio. Hello, Cynthia. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for taking the time to call in.
You know, I have to say I'm very excited. You all are doing a fantastic job and saying all the right, correct things to try and be unlonely, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm calling because I actually have probably the most 90% effective way of not being lonely, okay?
Okay.
And I'm saying that from experience, yes. My life has been being an assisted living administrator for assisted living independent people that, you know, that are senior citizens, whatever. Anyway, the point is, whenever they needed something to be done, and the most important thing they had was when one of our volunteers went up and just sat down, had a cup of coffee with them or visited with them, and just made the whole day. So I think not only that, but when the volunteer was ready to leave, they would say, we want to come back. That was just so much fun. And I think the reason why it was so much fun was because of the fact that they were not thinking of themselves. They were thinking of the other person. They could see how the other person was smiling and engaging with them. And you could be talking about anything they want to talk about. It's not like you have to, oh, what am I going to do now? Let the older person, whoever that might be, just kind of lead the talk. And you just be open to it. And sometimes they want to speak about their faith, because a lot of older people are very much engaged in their faith because that was their generation. They, you know, they went to church a lot. They did lots of different things. So that also helped. So my whole thing is that if you want to enjoy life more, volunteer. And that was my little mantra I had for like 33 years that I worked at the hospital and the commons, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my input. And I know it works because I've seen it work. People have actually ended up volunteering at escorts, you know, where you can push the wheelchair around to get to different appointments. They got involved in that. So there are just lots of different things. And I myself, I'm a widow for 7 years, but I found that if I just bake some cookies and I take them over to the person that was doing working on my car, or take it over to the person that, you know, shoveled my yard, my sidewalk, that really just cheers me up like crazy. So I'm saying that's a simple thing to do, and it has been working for me for many, many years, and I just wanted to share that.
Wow. Cynthia, I just have to jump in because what you said is so, it just warms my heart. You will not believe it. And you said it so beautifully. This is oh, Cynthia, I just love you. I'm sending you a virtual hug right now, just squeezing you right now. Cynthia, you are spot on. I jumped in because I said to Jerry, I have to share because this is what happened with my mom when she was in assisted living. You nailed it, Cynthia. Our priest this weekend at the during the homily, he talked about the difference between presence and presence. The presence spelled, you know, at the end, E-N-T-S, presence, you know, gifts, or presence, E-N-C-E, being your presence means a gift to others. And talking about spending that time, that quality time, that one-on-one time, and that's a way better gift than the gifts that we can actually give. And Cynthia, you are, wow. My mom and all of those fine, beautiful senior citizens that were in that assisted living, they just wanted to spend time with another person, and they wanted to feel like they were engaging and building that community and contributing with their knowledge, their wisdom, their experience, their journey, their faith, their words. They just wanted to be heard. And boy, oh boy, Cynthia, did they have things to teach all of us. The only thing, Cynthia, that I would add when you said volunteering, I would say volunteer because you may just learn something. There's a difference. Some people think volunteering is, okay, I'll check the box and I'll serve another person. Look at it with a curiosity of wanting to really gain a very wonderful knowledge because you will learn something if you volunteer. Do you agree with that, Cynthia?
Absolutely. I wish you could be here and I'd hire you like today. That's absolutely perfect. And you know what? The whole thing is, what you're just saying, Debbie, is right on, totally on. And where I had the actual blessing to work, you know, for all these years, besides being in the Switch Independent Living, had a beautiful, and it still is, beautiful medical complex that I work with. And that's, everyone has that same culture idea. Help the other person, makes you feel better. And everyone just keeps coming back because they just love their doctors, plus they love all the staff, because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you. When you help someone, you are helping yourself. When you help someone, you are helping yourself. And that's the best way I can say.
No, you just anticipate.
And don't be afraid to go someplace and go in. You know what I mean?
Yes.
The activity director, whoever, just don't let that be an issue. You just go in and say, hi, I want to, you know, be with someone, help someone today. And they probably got a list a mile long, which is probably all of their little residents. You know what I mean? That's all.
Amen. Amen. No, Cynthia, you're right on. Debbie, you're right on. And the Holy Spirit is really all over this broadcast today. Mm-hmm. So, Cynthia, thank you so much. My outside pastoral assignment at the seminary this year is at an assisted living facility. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Cynthia, thanks for the call. We've got to pause here in just a second here. Merry Christmas to you. Maria, hold on. You are next. And we have a couple of open phone lines here talking about, are you feeling lonely as we are in the holiday season? So many people are. Don't be afraid to call in. As Debbie says, you can use your confirmation name. You don't have to give us your first name. Think of a name, as Debbie says, you always wish you had.
Yeah.
But or if you've got, you know, maybe your own piece of advice for those who are struggling, feeling alone during these holidays, give us a call. Share that. Uplift some other Take Two family members at 833-288 EWTN, 833-288-3986. So good to have you with us here, take two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. And we are with our wonderful dynamic show team today, Tom, Michael, and Rich. So many people help out in putting this broadcast together every day. And we just want to make sure that they get their kudos, because Debbie and I couldn't do anything we do without them and without you, the Take-Two family, and without our affiliates. As a matter of fact, we're congratulating another EWTN radio partner, EWTN's affiliate, Catholic Radio of Marshalltown, Iowa, with stations in English and Spanish, celebrating 22 years with us this week. So we congratulate Bob Dick, Deacon Roger Polt, and their great team at Catholic Radio of Marshalltown, from all of your friends right here at EWTN.
That is so beautiful. Think how many souls they have reached and continue to reach. And that's what we're trying to do today, reaching souls, healing hearts, helping others. So if you have something to say, if you feel prompted by the Spirit, please call in. We're very friendly. You're gonna meet up. The first person you're going to hear is Tom Price. He's delightful to talk to. Please pick up the phone and share about feeling alone during the holidays, or maybe you have felt alone. You don't feel that way anymore. Share what's changed about you. We love the details at 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. Or maybe you're struggling right now and Jerry and I are here. We can talk about it. Maybe by the time you're done with our small conversation we're going to have, you're going to already be on a better path for yourself. Please stop what you're doing. Pull over safely to the side of the road. Make that call like Maria did in New Orleans area. Maria's on Sirius XM 130. That's the way she's listening. Welcome, Maria, to Take Two.
Hi, can you hear me?
Very well.
Hello?
We can hear you just fine.
Oh, that's great. Okay. I wanted to let everybody know that Jesus loves us. My whole entire life, if I can share for you how to get through something that you're going through, or something you're going to go through, or something you've been going through and you can't get out of it. You have to put other people first. When you put other people first and you put Jesus before everybody, he turns that darkness into light. God is so gentle with with our free will that he approaches us so slowly. A few years ago, I lost my 21-year-old son, my mother, my uncle, all the things that I've gone through in my life. I think to myself, there's no way I could go through any of these things if I wouldn't have God there. Jesus wants to allow all of us to enter everything that he wants us to put on the altar, all the sadness that already came on the cross. He died for us. He wants us to give that pain over to him so he can walk us through it. It doesn't mean I don't get sad, but it means I go through my trials with joy. I go through my trials with joy, realizing this is not me animating this rigor mortis body that's going to die. It's not just me. It's the Holy Spirit in me, moving me through with grace. And the free will that we have, once you open and you receive that, it's endless. There's nothing you can't go through, and he won't walk you on side of the still waters with mercy to understand you're not alone. You've never been alone. You never will be alone. I'm here. And I'm gently waiting for you to have this relationship with me. But it's nothing another person can tell you how to do. It's a person surrendering their soul, their mind, getting away from the noise, and actually hearing and listening to God. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. In fact, yeah, Maria, as I was sharing just a little bit ago, that was what our associate pastor, our parochial vicar at my parish, preached on yesterday, was the silence, the stillness, you know. And we're living in a time, the irony of all this is we're living in a world that's very dark, and we're welcoming the light of the world into the world, you know. And Jesus came, you know, so that we might have life, and we might have faith and believe in him and have eternal life. And so we're very, so sorry for the loss of your son. I know Debbie wants to put, if you're willing to give us his first name in a moment. Either way, we'll put him and you in the prayer book and all of your family, but we like to put by first name if that's something you're comfortable with. But I just, you know, as you're talking, I just had a couple of quick thoughts here, and that is, you know, you were mentioning again, sort of kind of continuing a theme here, coming out of ourselves, giving of ourselves this time of year. That is so beneficial to us. We don't do it for the personal benefits. Hopefully we don't do it for the what we're going to get out of it. But how many times do we hear people say, you know, after they have volunteered or given of themselves or helped other people, they say, I got way more out of that than I gave or than I expected to get. This is just how God's grace works. This is the whole economy of salvation. You know, it is Jesus Christ is a total self-gift to us, and we are called by him to be a total self-gift of ourselves to other people. So, Maria, you've really continued, like I said, continued a wonderful theme that's been discussed here on this broadcast, Deb, and I know that you probably have a thought or two you want to share.
Yeah, I don't know if you, do you feel comfortable giving us your son's first name, Maria?
Oh, sure. It's Dominic, but it's also to let everybody know that we're not accidentally put in the families we're put into. He planted us exactly where he planted us for our weaknesses and our strengths, and a lot of us, it's for our strengths so that we can help our family. But we don't even have to go look or think or open a phone book. Who do we need to call to volunteer? It's right there in front of you. It's the family and the friends and the coworkers and the people around you. That's the people. And it's as simple as good morning, how are you, or all those things. Or you could be the witness of going through something, and then they see the strength that you have going through something. Listen, the things I've gone through in my life, it's no way that I could be this happy and joyful. No way I could be this happy and joyful.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things in my life that's happened. I know everybody has their story, but each of our story is our glory that we have to share with other people and let them know they're not alone. They never were alone. They never will be alone. We're making history just breathing in our lives. Mm-hmm. And we have to make a difference. As Christians, we're hopeful people. We're joyful people. And there's we have to understand that the soul that animates this body, when we get to heaven, we're going to have, you know, full memory, full intellect.
Okay,
and
Marie,
our will will be combined with the Father's. It's wonderful. Not anybody lose hope. I want to love everybody to heaven through God, and we could be witnesses to other people. Please, don't waste this life. Don't waste it. It's such a beautiful thing. And even at the end, with God's mercy, when he lets you come into his kingdom, you know, you don't want to see all the things you could have done and should have done. The one thing you want to do is you're going to want to make sure you spend more time with your family and your friends, and you leave the noise outside. The enemy hates silence, because it's then when we actually listen to our Father.
Wow.
Amen. God bless y'all.
Amen. Well, Maria, before you go, you're amazing. I hope you just came on to this show, and I'm hoping the whole world got to hear Maria, because she is incredible. But Maria, you are doing this at your local parish, aren't you? And you're in ministry, right? Or writing a book, right?
God's moving me through so many different venues right now. I realize I can't love people to heaven. Only God can do that. But I realize the witness of our stories are so powerful.
Oh, yes.
So powerful. I was born on December 3rd. I was baptized 5 days later on the Immaculate Conception. I loved Mary when I was in my mother's womb. And it was sad. A few days ago, I was sharing with somebody a story of Mary. And she says, Maria, I'll never love Mary as much as you love her. And I said, you can't love her as much as God loves her.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's impossible to love her more than Jesus does.
Yeah. You're incredible, Maria. You're just really, I love your spirit. It's coming right through the radio, and I hope it just really penetrates hearts today in the words that you have to say, because you've lived it, and you're right. The Christian witness is so powerful. That's what Take Two is all about, your stories, the Take Two family stories, and we can learn and grow together, and you nailed the two on the preciousness of life. Don't waste a second. You know, we looked at Pope Leo XIV's movie list, right, of the favorite movies he had. Pope Leo came out with his favorite movies. Of course, at the top of the list was It's a Wonderful Life, right? And if you look at all the movies he picked, it had to do with how precious life is. So, Maria, you nailed it. You're right along with our Holy Father. What do you say, Jer?
I think that's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, Maria, you do. I love your spirit is infectious. I'm just feeling so uplifted by your call right now, as I know Debbie is and the whole Take Two family. Anything else you want to share with us, Maria?
I'll see you all in heaven, brother.
Aww, I love you. What a sweetheart.
I can't wait. There's so many people like you, Maria, that you know, we just can't wait to meet the Take Two family in heaven. hope maybe even on this earth, who knows, before we get to heaven.
Yeah, could be a pilgrimage, could be a retreat. Maria, God bless you. A Merry Christmas to you. Beautiful call. Yeah. That was amazing. Wow. Okay, so I don't know how anyone can actually follow Maria's call because it was so powerful, but it's the Take Two way, so we cover it. If you feel prompted by the Spirit, please call in. Tom is ready to pick up the call. You can go really fast. Tom is a super fast call screener, and then he'll put you on air with us. And you, maybe you have a comment. Maybe Maria's call prompted you to call, and you want to say something to Maria. She's probably still listening. So let's really share the love, spread the love during this fourth week of Advent when we're supposed to focus on love, Jerry.
833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And one thing I just want to go back to that Maria said, and that is she talked about the family. Obviously, you know the saying, we don't get to choose our family. We can choose our friends, but not our family. But she said, you know, if you're looking for volunteer opportunities, they're right there sometimes under the same roof as yours. And this could be a husband or a wife who maybe isn't practicing the faith or as close to the Lord or the church as you would like them to be at this time of year or any time of the year for that matter. You know, you can really just be someone who ministers to them. And maybe that ministry, Debbie, takes the form of silence. Maybe it takes the form of just living by example. You know, there's so many things we can do this time of year. And like I said, all throughout the year that we really ought to be doing. Like I said, Jesus came into the world to be its light, to dispel the darkness. Mm-hmm. And we are the ones now. He is, you know, it was St. Teresa of Avila said, I think, wasn't her? Christ has no body now but mm-hmm. yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. So we need to take that very seriously, take it to heart, and really be his agents of peace and consolation and comfort and hope and peace to the world.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't have your family that you can engage with, or maybe, you know, much of your family has passed on already, you know, you have your church family. And I can assure you of this, you know, you can do a little spiritual exercise right now today. If you're able to walk to the church or drive to the church, get in the car and go to the church parking lot, you will, I know, the Lord is so good like this. You will meet up with somebody that just needs your presence today, and you need theirs. And that's what family is all about too, your church family. It's a great spiritual exercise. We used to do it all the time in life coaching, where we would tell folks to go into a church parking lot, pull in, and just sit there in your car, maybe walk around the church grounds, and you will meet up with somebody who, I could feel the Holy Spirit as soon as I said that, somebody who needs to experience you, and you need to experience them. And it's a beautiful thing. And that's how God works. He wants us to never, ever feel alone. That's why he's given each and every one of us, each and every one of us, a unique guardian angel to journey with us, to guard us and to guide us in all our ways, to stay with us for all of eternity. He knows your personality. He knew you before you were formed. He understood that. And you've got your guardian angel beside you. So you should never, ever feel alone. Your guardian angel is there praying for you, encouraging you, whispering into your spirit the things that are true of God. So really pay attention to that. And if you don't believe me, just go to Psalm 91. It's right there. God's protection right in the middle of the Psalm we all have a guardian angel, and they're not recycled. Don't think, well, there's a guardian angel for a group of us or something like that. No, each person has a unique guardian angel handpicked by God himself, who beholds the face of God and ministers to you at the same time. So that's why when people ask me, Jerry, do you ever feel alone? The answer is, I never feel alone.
Well, as a matter of fact, you know, since obviously I'm moving, God willing, please Jesus, toward holy orders in the priesthood, you know, I'm praying the liturgy of the hours more of the different hours, and night prayer on Sunday is always Psalm 91. And every time I pray that psalm, I think of you, Debbie, of course, first of all.
Thank you.
But I think of my guardian angel as mm-hmm. well. And, you know, because of your influence and my getting to know my guardian angel, I mean, I literally call on my guardian angel 25 times a day. And that's mm-hmm. not an exaggeration. You know, I always combine the Holy Spirit. I say, Holy Spirit, guardian angel, help me with this, help me with that, go ahead of me and prepare the way for if I'm going to meet with somebody or have something to do. And so, yeah, we're never alone. Never alone.
And just think about that for 1 second, Jerry. Your guardian angel right now is there as your bodyguard, your soul guard, to help you, to protect the vocation you're about to enter into the priesthood. And then, Jerry, when God willing, when you make it into heaven, your guardian angel is going to transition into that heavenly friend. They're not going to be there to guard and guide you anymore. They don't need that. You're in the beatific vision. So you have a hand-picked best friend from God for all of eternity in heaven, in addition to your family and friends and everybody else up there. But you know what I'm saying, Jerry? How cool is that, that the Lord, that our God, thought of everything?
Mm. It's powerful. It really is. So, folks, know that you are not alone. And if you're feeling alone right now, there's still time for you to call in on this broadcast today. We're looking at Christmas coming up just in 3 days on Thursday. But maybe it doesn't feel a whole lot like Christmas for you. If you're feeling alone during the holidays, we would really love a chance to just chat with you for a couple minutes. Maybe the Holy Spirit would prompt us or inspire us to offer a word of encouragement that might lift your spirits. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Father Mike Schmitz guides you through the entire Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church in 365 episodes. It's the Bible in a year and the Catechism in a year. If you've ever wanted to understand what it means to be Catholic and allow those truths to shape your life, this is for you. It's every night at 10 Eastern Time right here on EWTN Radio. The Bible in a year and the Catechism in a year with Father Mike Schmitz.
Okay, last call, okay? If you feel that tug in your spirit and you want to be that last caller to finish this beautiful episode of Take Two, okay, quickly grab your phone. It's probably in your hand already and start dialing 833-288-3986. 833-288-3986. And ask the Holy Spirit or ask your guardian angel just to fill you with the right words to say to be able to finish this episode. You'll see. God never disappoints. Oscar on YouTube, we need to wave to Oscar. Oscar always has wise words. Oscar says, share holiday kindness with those who feel alone. A simple greeting, warm invitation, or shared activity can mean a lot and help brighten the season for everyone. You know, it's so true, Oscar. That's exactly what our my pastor was saying yesterday in the homily. That your presence is such a gift to someone else. You don't have to bring some object or some, you know, finely wrapped gift. Just being there and showing that you care and showing that you want to spend time with somebody else. And it will brighten their day. It could brighten their year. It could brighten their life. Right, Jerry? We've done shows on this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It could brighten their entire life, and it could brighten their eternity as well. There are a lot of people this time of year, because of loneliness and things, they're really questioning, they're doubting, you know, is God real? Is Jesus real? You know, is this Christmas stuff, is there really something to all of this? And, you know, you could be the one that helps to turn that way of thinking around for them. And one of the things that I really wanted to encourage people to do, listen, Christmas, we have the 12 days of Christmas, and of course, we have the octave of Christmas. So it's really, if you go to Mass, you know, next Monday, you're going to hear the same prayers as though it were Christmas Day. The church gives us an octave. So where I'm going with this is, let's say on Christmas morning, if you want to sacrifice a couple hours, find an opportunity somewhere to help out at a food giving opportunity for the poor, the homeless. A lot of shelters, Debbie, and other organizations like to provide a beautiful Christmas meal for those who are either homeless or can't afford to have a meal like that. So, you know, folks, just get involved in something like that. You're gonna realize that when we, as I like to say, the phrase I like to use is coming out of ourselves, giving of ourselves. When you do that, you'll get home Christmas afternoon. Your presence will still be there. The great meal will still be there. Football will still be there. Yeah. But you'll have that great feeling of knowing that you have helped to brighten the Christmas for those who otherwise would not have any of the things that most of the rest of us have. So let's not take for granted what we have. Let's really give and, you know, and brighten the holiday season for those who don't have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is amazing. We are, we got two fine souls that have stepped up real quickly. We're going to try to squeeze them both in. Beth in Dallas, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. You're up first. And Alice, hang on. You're going to hopefully close this broadcast. So, Beth, take it away.
Hi. I just had a quick question. I'm a recent convert to the faith, and my whole family is kind of going in this. There's some kind of spiritual shift happening with everybody, but I have a brother who is not practicing anything, and I've had a trouble connecting with him. He has an addiction to video games, and that's all he does. And so I just was curious, like, if y'all, how I can connect with him. I don't want to enable, but then I also have just had trouble entering into his world more, and I want to be able to let go of whatever, if I'm holding on to something that I don't need to be so afraid of. Like, I am afraid of, like, entering into that video game world because I don't want to.
Right.
I do feel like it's a concern to me, but... Anyway,
real quickly, Beth. So here's the first thing. First of all, you don't have to give us your brother's first name unless you want to. We put him in the prayer book and we're going to start praying. So here's what we do. The first step. And you said you're a new Catholic. Welcome home, Beth. So this is awesome. So Beth, we just talked about our guardian angels. Okay. You have a guardian angel beside you. So does your brother. Okay. So ask your guardian angel to help you with this, to present the right situations and the right conversations for you to get closer to your brother. Beth, the best thing you can do is like what Maria said earlier, bring your joy to the table, bring your story to the table, just show your faith, just live your faith and let your brother be just enveloped in that and blanketed with that in such a beautiful way. And he will realize that his sister cares. His sister is got something that he wants more than those video games. Beth, with the grace of the Holy Spirit, with the prayers that I know the Take Two family is going to go to Our Lady for sure, because our spiritual mother is your brother's spiritual mother. So Beth, I'm going to tell you something, be looking for it. You're going to get it because the prayers are there. So start seeing it through the spiritual lens and you're going to go, wow, the Take Two family is jumping into action. I'm experiencing some new and great encounters with my brother. And then keep us posted, Beth, because then we take it up to the next level and you'll see. You're going to see some beautiful forward movement with your brother. But the fact that you care about your brother, all of heaven is smiling at that. So you're already getting those blessings and graces from it. Beth, you're awesome. But Jerry, we're going to have to leave it there if it's okay, because we promised we'd squeeze Alice in. And
Beth. Yeah. Yes. Welcome home. Merry Christmas.
Yes, beautiful. Okay, yeah. Alice in Bismarck, North Dakota. Jerry from Real Presence Radio. Alice.
Hi, Alice.
Hello. There's always someone more lonely than we are. And when we are lonely, we're carrying the cross with Jesus. And he's left alone at church so much. Go to church and spend time with Jesus. And especially in adoration, if there's churches in adoration. Mother Angelica, I don't even think she had a tree in presence when she was a kid, and look at her now. So I think there are people who've come across the border as children who've aged out. Maybe they've never had family. People in prison, people in the hospital. There's so many people to pray for, and we're carrying the cross for them, too. So I just wanted to, say that.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the other most beautiful things we can do is to go to make a visit to Jesus. You mentioned Alice. We talk about feeling lonely during the holidays. The holidays are about Jesus. It's his birthday, and yet there he sits, alone by himself in many, many tabernacles around the world. So I think that is a beautiful idea. Why not go, when we go to visit people in assisted living, when we go to help give a hot, Christmas meal to the homeless, how about also making a visit to your local parish, and spend 5, 10, 15, 30, 60 minutes and just console the heart of Jesus, because this holiday is all about him and our salvation, and yet he sometimes is the real lonely one that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was so powerful. Alice, we are so grateful to God that we were able to squeeze you in. You closed this amazing broadcast for the fourth week of Advent for 2025. So it's pretty incredible what we're able to do here with this amazing platform of reaching the world with our stories. So, Alice, you're a beautiful soul. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, Alice. Thanks so much.
Isn't that kind of like just so amazing how 2025 has flown by? I mean, this is it. Yeah. This is our like last broadcast for, you know, Advent. You know what I'm saying? It's the, you know, each one for 2025, we're closing this year.
That's right. Well, let's close it strong. Take Two family. Tomorrow, do you prefer giving or receiving gifts? We're going to talk about that. Saint of the day, we ask for the prayers of Blessed Jacopone da Todi. I hope I said that right. And again, we want to thank our show team. Our screener today was Tom Price, producer Michael McCall, Rich Jesse on social media. For Debbie Giorgiani, I am Jerry Usher. I hope that you had some great takeaways from our broadcast today, because it was another one made possible by the Take Two family. You guys do an absolutely awesome job. So thank you so much. Until we talk to you guys again tomorrow, I want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. Pray for us and know that you guys are always in our prayers as well. God bless.